Okay, Baruch Hashem. So now, where are we holding the Gemara? We're holding the Gemara 21b. Baruch Hashem, Chaf Aleph Amud Beis. We're up to my Rabbi Akiva. Right? We said, who is this Tana that says that you are chay for just letting it grow, letting kilayim grow on the ground? Yeah, we know. If you take the seed, you plant them in the ground, you get it. It's the rice of planting. Right? So who's the Tana that says you're chayif? Who's the Tana that says that you're chayif for even just letting it grow, covering over? Really, that was our first question, right? We want to know. My Rabbi Akiva. But we said we would think our Mishnah was Rabbi Akiva. So we would think the Tana of our Mishnah was Rabbi Akiva, who says that just planting over, that just covering, that just being Mekayim, leaving it around your Chayim. But now we know the Tana of Mishnah could also be the Shita that holds covering over his Chayim. Right? And I said, you just threw me a name, Rabbi Akiva. Where do you ever, what's your source? Give me the background there, Rabbi Akiva. It sounds interesting to me. You didn't plant Kilayim, you did nothing. You still Chayim Kilayim, where does this come from? So Mara asks, my Rabbi Akiva. What's this Rabbi Akiva? Where does it come from? Where did Rabbi Akiva say such a thing? So Mara answers, the Tanya, we was taught in the Braisa, HaMenakesh, what's Menakesh? So on who?
Weeds.
Weeds, that uproot the bad stuff from the good, they weed, right? In order that you grow better, right? You weed out the bad stuff so that everything else should grow better. HaMenakesh. VeHaMechape, and one who covers over the seeds, Bikilayim, like they get Malkus. Rabbi Kiva says, Af HaMekayim, even one who lets it exist and just lets it stand there, he's also Chayiv Ister Deraisa of Kilayim. My time there, Rabbi Kiva. What's the reason for Rabbi Kiva? It seems the Pasuk told you, don't plow it, don't plant it, right? It says, the Pasuk says, Sotra your field, don't plant Kilayim. So why did Rabbi Kiva say, by letting it grow, also you get an Isra Deraisa of Kilayim? So my Rabbi Akiva, what's Rabbi Akiva? The Tani that's taught in the Braisa, HaMenakesh, one who takes out the weeds, the Amechapet, sorry, I said, my time with Rabbi Akiva, bang, and the Tani was taught in the Braisa, Sotra lois Isra Kilayim, your field, you should not plant with Kilayim. It's not only to me, only that there's usher to actually plant it. Mekayim and Minayim. How do I know if you actually let it keep on growing? Where do I know from that you're chayim also? That also this is usher. Maintaining is a good word. Minayim. How do we know it's also usher? Tamaloymar. Kilayim sadchaloy. If you read the words in the Pasuk, you could also read it Kilayim sadchaloy. So we're saying we're making a drush as if it said Kilayim Sadchalay. And they were saying Kilayim in your field, lo, you shouldn't have. Kilayim Sadchalay. And how do you just do that?
Kilayim Sadchalay.
So you really, the Kil'ayim that was really referring to the animal, you're switching the comment, you're saying that, if I read the Pasuk on the side of Gemara, it says, Chukaz Rishmar, Behemtecha Loi Sabiyah, Kama. And it says, Kil'ayim, Sadcha Loi Sit, which means you should not let it go in your field. And you'll also read it another way, Loi Sitra, Sadcha Loi Sitra Kil'ayim. You're going to read it two ways. You're going to read it, Kil'ayim, Sadcha Loi. Kil'ayim in your field you shouldn't have, which means you can't even let it
exist.
And then you also read a Sadchal Isidra Kilayim, which means you should have planted. So there's two Isurim. It means the Torah, if you read the, make the comments in a place, the Torah is going to be two different Isurim. One Isur is to plant it, the other Isur is to let it exist and let it remain.
Oh, so that's all connected to the mixture of your animals mating through the word Kilayim.
Right.
So he's not changing the word. He's saying it can be read two different ways and one complements the other.
Correct.
You know what happened when he used it? Kilayim satkalo.
That means kilayim in your field. Look, you're not allowed to
have. What happened with the rest of the pasuk before and after?
No, so before you read like this, before you ask, "Chukaz Adishmaro, keep my lot behemtcha lo tarbiya." Come, behemtcha lo tarbiya. Don't mix the animals. So behemtcha lo tarbiya, and then kilayim satkalo. He could also be a Sadcha Lasidra. Create it both ways. Both. He's saying it's a drasha. It's true. It's not straight out. It's a drasha. Fine. So there's Rabbi Akiva.
So every time you get a warning, a kosher warning, you're responsible if you're maintaining it.
Right. Every time you get a warning, you're responsible for maintaining it. Right. Every time you get a warning, you're responsible for maintaining it. Correct. Very good. Good. Very good.
Well, that's according to Rabbi Akiva.
Only for Rabbi Akiva. So again, we thought he'd be the Tana Ramish. We said no, Tana Ramish doesn't have to be Rabbi Akiva. It can be everyone who agrees that a covering over ready is chayim. Now let's see the Rivan of this. Like in the middle of the wide lines, My Rabbi Akiva, the Tanim Nachash Amachav. But look at the Tana. Don't say it says the Tana, but rather it says the Tanim. So the Brisa, the Lay Mishnah, it's a Brisa, not a Mishnah. It seems like some people had the Girsa that it was a
Mishnah.
You say, no, it's a Brisa. Hamenachesh, Rav Chapik Alayim like that. Rav Kiva, Omer, Afa Makayim. So when we read it, what do we think it meant? It sounds like what? It sounds like the Tanakama is saying, Hamenachesh, Rav Chapik Alayim like it. That's the Tanakama. It says, one of we don't cover it. Rav Kiva's adding in Afa Makayim. That's a thousand. It sounds like the Tanakama, the Rabbanan are saying, weeding and covering over his Isser, Yigamah. Rav Akiva is also letting it, maintaining it, letting it stand. Kalei Rabbanan explains to us that's wrong. Kula Rav Akiva cover. This entire thing is Rav Akiva. And you have to read it like this. Hamenachesh v'mechapa v'kelayim. One who weeds out or covers over kelayim like it. Why? D'mekayimu. Because it is mekayim. That we're saying by weeding out and by covering over, the thing you're doing wrong is you're letting it stand. I mean, when I weeded out the bad stuff, what did I do wrong just now? What I did wrong was I was maintaining the kelayim because I left the kelayim there. I only plucked out the bad. That is the isser. The isser of weeding out is the isser of being mekayim. That's what Yavaz explaining. He says that's as brought out of the other mesachtas. Our mesachta, the way it's written down, sounds like it's two different things. It sounds like there's menachesh, there's weeding, and it's covering over. There's a new thing of maintaining. Right? But you might say, if you look at the other mistakes, that's not true. The whole problem of weeding, the whole issue of weeding is because you're maintaining. If not, what's the problem of weeding? I didn't plant a kelayim this now. I didn't cover it over. I took out the bad stuff. Right? What's wrong with weeding?
Because you're taking out the weeds, not the kelayim.
Oh, so they're not saying you would think it's because it's helping it grow. He's saying it's not because it's just helping it grow. The reason is because you're maintaining it. The very fact that you maintain the kelayim still there, that alone is an ester. That's what Rivan is learning.
It says it's more than maintaining. It's helping the others grow.
Now, it's even worse, but he's saying the ester is because of maintaining.
So here he's saying the ester is because of maintaining, but it says a menachesh and a chapeh, both of them are mekayim, right? But previously in Rivan, we said
Mechapa is Mishum Zoraya. Oh, so it's like this. If you hold your Chayiv like the Rabbi Akiva, right, for maintaining, so he'll tell you the reason why you Chayiv for Mechapa is because you're maintaining. But if you hold maintaining is not Chayiv, then you'll hold your Chayiv for Mechapa because of Zoraya. So Nachon, Fred is right. We said it earlier, but the Rivan already mentioned earlier, that whatever you hold, everyone holds covering over is an Isser. Now it depends what. If you hold like Rabbi Akiva, maintaining is an Isser. So then the covering over, the thing I'm doing wrong is that I'm maintaining. That's what I'm doing wrong. When I covered it over, I didn't plant just now. Everyone asked me yesterday, I didn't plant just now. You're not chayiv for planting. According to Rabbi Akiva, when you cover it over, you're chayiv for maintaining. That's what Yavaz is saying. And weeding also, you're chayiv because you maintained. Right? We said earlier, everyone agrees that covering over is an Isser. Even our Mishnah, which wasn't Rabbi Akiva, was saying it's true. There, you be chayiv for covering over, because it's considered zareh, it's considered planting. So there's two ways to look at it. Why am I chai for covering over? Everyone holds you chai for covering over. Lafi, the other sheet is not Rabbi Akiva. It's because you're doing zareh, that's considered an act of planting by covering it over. It's like planting.
So there's two definitions for covering over. One would be planting, one would be maintaining.
But according to Rabbi Akiva,
right,
there's the issue of maintaining. Right. He's looking and viewing it, that's your maintaining. Covering over is maintaining. Tarkame is saying, no, covering over, I don't maintain, it's not an issue by me. The reason why you're chayav for covering over is because you're planting. Nachon, it's very good. Fred wrote it out. Nachon. If you, and now you go back to Rebbe before, also you'll understand it better. That's what he was saying. He kept saying, everyone holds covering over is going to be chayav. He didn't explain what. Now over here, he's explaining deeper why everyone comes at your chayav. Good? So let's see this Rivan again. Hamenachesh v'amechape v'kelayim leikim. In our Girsa, it sounds like it's a new thing. Rabbi Akiva, Omer, Afamaka. Comes Rivan and tells us, cooler Rabbi Akiva. This entire statement that you're weeding and you're covering over and you're maintaining is all Rabbi Akiva. Right? And Hamenachesh v'amechape v'kelayim leikim. The Mekayim, because Mekayim. And then it says, sure, Rabbi Akiva, that Rabbi Akiva holds your chayiv for being Mekayim. This is how it was taught in Ma'id Katan, when the same Gemara was quoted in Ma'id Katan. That's how it was taught. For Habana, the Pligel and Rabbi Akiva Sfirulei. I understand. I don't know. Okay, let's see what the Rivan is going to say now. I thought the Rivan before said the opposite. Let's just see what the Rivan is going to say now. For Habana, the Pligel and Rabbi Akiva, the Rabban who argue Rabbi Akiva Sfirulei, they hold Mechapa ain't alike. Mechapa does not get Malkus. Demand the potter of Mekayim, because if you hold your potter for letting and maintaining it, potter of Mechapi, your potter of covering it over. V'amenachesh oiker asav imrahim. And what you're doing by menachesh is you're uprooting the bad grasses. K'dei shigalu ha'acherim yoyser. Because the other ones are growing. Therefore, like it, the chashiv zareya kelayim. I don't understand this whole Rivan. Rivan said two different things. Hashem help us.
Can you do it again slowly?
We did have the man the Umar that said Mechapa is Pater. So this is just now maybe bringing that in. These are the Rabbanan who hold like that man the Umar.
Right, so it's
not universally the whole thing.
I mean, there's three shitas. There's Mechapa is there's one shita that holds Mechapa is Pater, even covering over is Pater. Right. There's one shita that holds Mechapa is Chai. Good?
Chayiv because
of Mekayim, Chayiv because of Zareh. Oh, Zareh. Then Rabbi Akiva says Chayiv because of Mekayim. Oh, good. So there's a lot of opinions, a lot of things going on. Once you the holes, when you cover it over, it could be you're not Chayiv at all. You're Potter. Covering over is nothing. Just give you cover it. You did nothing. Nachon? Right?
Okay.
What? Oh. Now, why is it nothing? Because he holds.
You didn't plant.
You didn't plant. And it's not made to any. It's, I don't consider that you're maintaining it. I don't care about maintaining, right? Maintaining doesn't bother me. You didn't plant just now, you covered it over. And maintaining doesn't bother, you're allowed to maintain it, it doesn't bother. The next sheet to hold, that covering over is a problem. Why? Because that's called planting. The fact that you maintained it doesn't bother, it's because you called planting. Rabbi Akiva says, no, the reason why you're chayiv for covering over is because you're maintained, because you're maintaining. That's the command. It's almost three sheets, right? Either one holds, you're not chayiv at all for covering over. Because you didn't do anything, you didn't plant that, and you're not. And I don't care if maintaining doesn't. You're not chayiv for maintaining. Then the next sheet to hold, you planted it. So you're not chayiv for maintaining. You planted it. The kid says no. You're chayiv for maintaining. That's what it seems like right now. It's coming. There's three different sheetas. Right? Because the Rebbe before told us that everyone holds chayiv for mechap, and now he's saying you're not chayiv. So that's what it seems like right now.
What's the difference between Rabbi Akiva and the rabbis?
So it depends which rabbis. One difference is
in the Rashi.
Right, the Rabbanan hold, you don't Rabban. Get right. His Rabbanan he's talking about is they hold you don't get any issue of mechape. The I hold maintaining is not an issue. Therefore,
that's where they right. Disagree.
Yes, yeah, so, and therefore when you cover it over, if it's just maintaining, you're potter.
Yeah, it's not considered maintaining according to the rabbis, therefore it's pater.
Meaning maintaining doesn't bother me. It could be it is maintaining. You're right, when you cover it over, it is maintaining.
Maintaining it doesn't bother me. You're not high for it.
You're not high for maintaining. Mr. Akiva holds maintaining. You are high, so when you cover it over, you're maintaining this thing to grow. So therefore, you're going to be high. According to Rabbanan, Tell the chavas ain't a loike. Because that's Rashi. It's Rashi. Rivan says, the man, the potter of Mekai and potter of Mechapa. If you're potter by letting it grow, you also potter by letting it be covered over. But that is interesting. He says, what about Menachesh? I understand, the Rivan in the beginning and the end says two different things. In the beginning of the Rivan, he told me that Menachesh is Chayiv. Understand. Originally, according to the Rebbe Akiva, he told me Menachesh is Chayiv because you're maintaining. Over here, what if maintaining is not a problem? Weeding is still a problem. But Menachesh, Oikra, Asar, Rav, Kedish, Gadolchim, it's considered Zareya. Oh, so kind of like this. Rabbi Akiva, according to the Rebbe, is making the Cheshbon. Rabbi Akiva, he holds maintaining Mekayim is an issue. Right? You're being Mekayim, you're not allowed to be Mekayim. You can't be Mekayim. Therefore, you're also not allowed to cover over. You're not allowed to be Mechapeh. Right? When you cover it over, you're maintaining. The Brit Dalar maintain. Good? Now, what about weeding? When you're weeding also, he says, when you were weeding, what was it called again? When you were?
Menachesh.
Menachesh. When you were weeding. Also, you're not chayiv. Why? Because it's also being Mekayim. Now, comes Rabbanon, and they say like this. Even if you're Mekayim, if you let it stand, it's fine for us. We let it grow. Even if you're Mekayim, it's okay. We let you, but you can let it grow according to us. So, if so, well, if you're Mechapa, you're covering it over, it's fine. If you're Mechapa, you didn't do anything wrong. You're maintaining it, it's okay. However, they would hold Menachesh is a problem. Why? Because now you're planting.
Because the weeding is
weeding is a form of making it grow more, so you're chayv for zareya.
Because you're removing the bad, the
when
bad
you
weeds.
The bad, you made it grow more, so you're chayv for it. It's as if you planted more.
It's like giving fertilizer to the.
So again, according to Rabbi Akiva, if you're mekayim it, if you're not let it stand, right? Therefore, that equals if you cover it over, which is maintaining it, you also chayv. You're not allowed to maintain it, right? Covering it over is maintaining. What do you say, your friend? Argued. Yeah. Argued from. This is what you're about to sound like you say right now. Mechape, covering over is maintaining. That when you cover it over, letting it grow. Therefore, you're not allowed. Weeding also is like maintaining. You can even say it's like growing. Fine, it's fish also. The rabbanon hold, you're allowed to let it grow. If you pass by, you see it growing, it's okay. Right? It's okay. You're allowed to maintain it. You're allowed to let it grow. So if so, covering over also, I didn't plant it just now, according to them. So I'm just letting it grow. That's okay. You're not chayv for covering over. But menachesh, when you're weeding, then you're chayv because you're like planting. Say, but according to the Rabbanan, so the whole Rabbanan say like this, if you hold, you're allowed to be mekayim and mechapa go together. These two go together. When the Kiva holds, you're not allowed to let it grow. He'll also hold, you're not allowed to cover it over. Because this covering over is a form of letting it grow. Rabbanon hold, you're allowed to let it grow. Say, hold, you're allowed to cover it over. That's what Yvonne's trying to say. Now, everyone, anyway, will hold, you can't weed it. Why? Because weeding, either it's like maintaining, or you could say it's like maintaining, or it's even like planting. So Rabbanon hold, you're also not allowed to weed either. That's what comes out from this. That's what the Rebbe is trying to explain. Interesting. If I may, we'll see it. Let's maybe try to see it inside again. Why is Ezra's going over inside again? Thank you, Hashem. Baruch Hashem. I'm trying to understand the Rebbe. Like 10 lines to the bottom of the Rebbe. Hamenachesh v'mechape v'kilayim like it. Rebbe Akiva Omer, Af HaMekayim. Kula Rebbe Akiva Kavan. First of all, Rebbe Akiva is saying all of it. Rebbe Akiva holds you not allowed to do any of these three.
When you cover the weed, with your foliage, you can hear.
Cover the weed? I don't know.
Because on Shemitah you can do it. But you cannot take out the weed. You can cover them that they die.
But if it would, but over here, it's going to make the other stuff grow better. I don't know. It's a good question. It's a good question. I don't know.
On the same point, when you're weeding, can you remove the client?
For sure, you should remove it. That's the best thing. Remove the client, then you have no issue. But talk about you left the client. If you remove the client, everything's beautiful. That's the best thing. What is that? Kul Rabbi Akiva. It's all Rabbi Akiva. Kamarla. Hamenachesh. So Rabbi Akiva, all three are aser. Whether you weed it, whether you cover it over, or whether you require it, or you leave it growing, is awesome. Hamenachesh Rabbi Chabe Bekelayim. Like the Mekayim Ushri Bekiva Uchul. Vahachi Mishayel, this is how it's taught. We might cut it, the Mesechtas might cut it. Rabbi Akiva is saying all three of them. Rabbi Akiva is saying all three things are awesome. Rabbanan, the Pligia led Rabbi Akiva. The Rabbanan who argue Rabbi Akiva. Sfirlu, they hold. Mechape, Eda like it. If you just cover it over, you don't get malchus. Why? Demand the pater b'mekayim. The wonder says you pater for letting it exist. Pater b'mechape, you pater for covering it. Because that's what covering is, just letting it exist. However, when you're weeding it, oiker asavim ram, you're uprooting the bad grasses. Kadesha yigdalu ha'acherim, so the other one should grow. Kadesha yigdalu ha'acherim yaser. Like it, over there you'll get malchus. The chashuk zireyak kelayim, because even the rabbanon hold that that's like you're growing kelayim. So even though the rabbanon say for being mekayim it, for letting it grow and covering it, you're allowed to. Their whole weeding is you're not allowed to weed it. Fine. Now, so where did Rabbi Akiva get his shita from? You're not even allowed to let it grow. Because it says behind cholay zireyak kelayim, sad cholay zireyak kelayim. We hear from it like this. Kil'ayim sad chaloy. We make a drush, like we take the word kil'ayim from the case before. And we say kil'ayim sad chaloy. The akrina lay mipshate. We uproot it for the simple meaning. Ladrusha for a drusha. Now the matil in the mechta. Because the pasuk could have written, behemtecha kil'ayim loy sarbiya. The Torah could have written in a different order. Could have wrote behemtecha, kil'ayim lo yisarbiya. So why did it say the word kil'ayim? Why did it say behemtecha lo yisarbiya kil'ayim? With the samach, kil'ayim lo yisada, this is what we put next to the word kil'ayim, next to the word sadish. No, we understand from here. Lahachi yudah asa, this is why it came. So if I'm explaining this, where this drasha come from?
This is why what came.
How do we know to make the drasha of kilayim connected to us, to kilayim by a field? Really, kilayim was going on who? It was going on an animal.
Yes. At the start of the
pasuk. At the beginning of the pasuk. So what gave us the right to darshan it and say it's going on the field, like that you shouldn't mix it in the field? Say, since the Torah could have wrote kilayim before in the beginning, it could have written, behemtecha kilayim lo yisarbiya, behemtecha kilayim lo yisarbiya, and it specifically put it in this order, kil'ayim, next to our parsha, must be wanting to let you make that drasha, kil'ayim, sad chalai. Because we couldn't throw kil'ayim in the beginning of the pasuk. Why do you put it in the end of that sentence? Akiva, to connect it with us, you can make this drasha. Here, that's the way everybody is learning. I mean, you can't just make commas, whatever you want. Like, since it said it this way, there's room to make a drasha. So let's see this Rivan again. Behemtecha lo yisarbiya kil'ayim sad chalai. Hashem ina lehachi. We hear from the pasuk like this: kil'ayim sad chalai. Kil'ayim in your field you should not have, which means you shouldn't let it exist. You shouldn't let it be maintained in your field. And how can we make such a drasha? The akrina le, we uproot it mipshate from the simple meaning, right? Similarly speaking, this word was really going in the case before. Le drasha, we make a drasha. I could have written, "Behemtecha kil'ayim loyisarbiya." I could have written the pasuk in a different order. Umid the samech kil'ayim lasada. Since it wrote the word kil'ayim from the previous case, next to sada, next to the next case, shema minayin. The stance from here, lahachi for this huda asa. This is what it came for, to make this drasha that kil'ayim sad chaloy. And therefore you shouldn't have kilayim, you shouldn't even maintain in your field kilayim at all. So far so good? Fine. Let's see the Gemara further. Amrele, Amrele, Ula, Rav Nachman, Ula said to Rav Nachman, Vilokei Nami, Mishum Zareya, B'yamto. Why are you telling me the Mishnah have only 8 or 9 cases? Why are you telling me the Mishnah really had 8? Should have a 9th case. 10th case. Vilokei Nami, Mishum Zareya, B'yamto. Should also get Malkos, because your plan is getting up to it. If you're telling me that when you cover it over, you chayv for zareya, so not only do you have an issue of planting kilayin, you also have an issue of planting on Yom Tov. And l'chayr, it means all of them. Like we were saying, the Gemara can mean the same thing, can be Shemitah, right? Because you already said that Mechapa is like Zareya. So if Mechapa is like Zareya, so then you should be Chayv for Zareya, right? That's you. If you're Rabbi Yana, his whole Nimnu Begamer was, we came out, that covering over is like Zareya. Right? He wasn't in the Shita Rabbi Akiva. Right? The Nimnu Begamer was not in the Shita. In the world of Rabbi Akiva, covering over is an issue of maintaining. If you're not in the world of Rabbi Akiva, what was the issue of covering over?
Zareya.
Rabbi Yana said, that was the whole Chiddush Akiva and the whole convention, that it's Zareya. It's a reya, so you should be chayv in a Mishnah for another time. You should be chayv also for planting on Yom Tov. Why only chayv for planting, for the planting the kilayim? You should be chayv for planting on Yom Tov also, so you should get another iser.
Isn't it planting and sowing on Yom Tov?
It's two different iser.
Those are two different.
Fine, so you gave me for sowing, but it went,
if it's going to be sowing, shouldn't also be planting?
Because that's the way it is.
Right.
The same way you told me there were seeds already here. That's just an error. There are already seeds here. So when I'm sowing, I'm going with my plant, I'm really only covering over other seeds. So I'm planting. So I'm maintaining those seeds. So I'm relay. So Rav Nachman said it back. Tana v'shayir. This is the famous Teretz Gemara goes a lot of times. What does that mean? The Tana gave cases. But he left out some cases. He's giving you a case, but he's giving you an example. You get a lot of Yisurim at one. He wasn't telling you you could find 1,000,000,000 cases. He left out some. He didn't say every single case. You're right. There could be more cases. However, what's the Gemara's question on that? The Gemara's always going to ask this. That's very nice if you didn't give me a number. Right? If you don't give me a number, you could just say you could do one lav, one thing, and get many lav.
But since
you
gave 8, it's already defined.
Only as 8. Right? Every time the Gemara says, you're telling me Shai, we left over. So you can't say you left over cases. But if you tell me 8, why are you telling me the number 8? To teach me. There's only 8,
yeah.
And there's no more. That's what the number 8 is trying to teach me.
Yeah.
Right? You can't say that, Mishai. You can't say you left that, because then don't say 8. Say there's a lot of cases. And start mentioning some of them. So what's the word saying? The Tana really taught us 8. He said specifically 8 cases. You're telling me the Tana left over? So you can't say Tarsus is wrong. You can't say he left over some. So we still have a question. Why didn't he mention planting on Yom Tov? Let's see the Rivan. Welcome to Mishab Zareya. 6 lines from the bottom of the Rivan. We should also get Malkos for planting on Yom Tov. Because that this behold Nimnu, the government, the Mechape Zareyahu. You already came out in your meeting that covering over is like planting, because the Amr, like we said earlier. So if so, you want Yechayev. So first of all, I wanted to say maybe it's the Tana of something over, and why I said you can't say that. If you know there's 8 cases, that means it's only 8 and no more. You can't tell me the Tana left out some cases, right? If I tell you there are only 8 cases like this. There's only 80 Surah when you're plowing, possible to get. Do you say, the Tana really meant more? You don't say that. Since he gave me a number, he means there's only 80 Surah here, no more 80 Surah. Amalei Rabbi told him. What did he tell him? Amar Lay. Trying to see what the Bach says over here. Fine. Amar Lay, Tana. Amar Lay, Rava. Rava said to him, Yesh chiluk malachas b'Shabbos, ve'ein chiluk malachas b'yamtov. There is a separation of malachas and Shabbos. There's no chiluk malachas and yamtov. So therefore, even though you're really plowing and you're planting at the same time, doesn't matter. We're not going to split them up for you. I'm going to tell you, you're chayev only once. What's your question? You should add more lave, because besides the fact you're plowing, you're also planting. The answer is, yesh chiluk malachas b'Shabbos. What does that mean?
Are we saying that this whole scenario of the Al-Machat over Al-Machat occurred on Yom Tov, not on Shabbos?
Yeah, the Mishnah already said it was on Yom Tov. The Mishnah said it right away. The Mishnah said it was Yom Tov.
Yes.
The Torah Mishnah said it was Yom Tov. So we're saying you don't split it up. You don't split up the Malachas on Yom Tov. Let's see this for Rashi, this for bottom here. Five lines to the bottom. First one line. There ain't chiluk malachas b'yamtov. There's no chiluk. You don't split up the law. If asah shtayim v'shalish malachas behalim echal, if someone did two or three malachas on Shabbos to usher and one forgetting, oy asah malach, or you did one malacha sheish ba shtayim. Ein achayv ala achas. Fine. I don't have to see this. Oh, Mr. Shem, what's it called? I'm sure we'll have to get this on Sunday. We'll see this. Yesh Chol Malach. As we're saying, that there's no, even though you did many things on Yom Tov, we're forgetting to be chay, you're only going to get one time.
So, I'm just trying to fit this in. If this scenario in which it occurred all eight lavim on one helim,
right?
On Yom Tov, why are there eight lavim instead of one?
No, because for Hilchas Yom Tov, in the scenario of Hilchas Yom Tov, anything related to Hilchas Yom Tov is one. We're not saying everything you do is one. Everything umbrellaed on the Hilchas Yom Tov is one.
And the law of Yom Tov.
And the law of Yom Tov.
The plowing is like the Av, the father, with the covering, with the covering of the plowing, I think. So therefore, it's only one action. But if you were to do that while smoking a pipe or something, or I don't know, carrying a torch or whatever, another separate malacha, then I think we're
it means under the umbrella of Yom Tov, right? Under the umbrella of Yom Tov is oneness. Fine. Baruch Hashem. Now we're going to continue. Chavetz Chaim, Parak Dalet, the fourth parak.
Chapter four.
We're going to now explain how great it is, the sin of Lashon Hara, that it's equal to the three cardinal sins. Like Gemara said in Erech, the Medrash says the following: Tana de Rebbe Shema. Whoever speaks Lashon Hara, his Averis grow as if they're the three worst Averis. Or the Zarek, the Raish, the Chastam. Because why? It says over here, Lashon, it says Lashon Gedailos, Lashon Medrash Gedailos. But by the Zarek, it says, it's a very like great sin. But by the Zarek also, it says, Ana Chata Amazech Chata Gedailo, great sin. But by the Raish, it also, Be'ech Esara Gedailos says, Lashon Hara is worse than the three worst sins. What's another shot? If someone kills another person, how many people do they kill?
One.
Someone speaks Lashon Hara killed three people. Someone who speaks Lashon Hara is killing three people.
At least.
Well, killing himself, the listener, and the person they're speaking about.
Who's the third?
The subject that you're speaking about.
Oh, the speaker, the listener, and the subject of whatever he's saying.
Kills
that too. Yeah. All right. So where do we see this from? From Daya Ka'a. The story of David Doeg Adami, he said Lashon Hara on Achimelech in front of Shaul. The old three got killed. Shaul accepted Lashon Hara. Achimelech, that it was said on him, and Doeg that said Lashon Hara. Shaul that accepted Lashon Hara, said on him, Vayam HaShaul, Shaul's going to die. Achimelech, that said over the years, Mois Yamas Achimelech, also he's going to die. But Doeg says, Shenitra bin Ha'olam, Kanach Nesolam, Mechai Olam, Mikav Lashon Hara. Doeg Adami also, he got cut off even from the next world. So therefore,
Doeg
Adami.
Who was cut off?
Doeg HaAdomi. The story over there in, where's the story? Somewhere. Shmuel Aleph Perek Lamed Vav.
I probably do have an Tanakh article tonight.
So where we'd like to look up.
Shkech.
Shmuel Aleph Perek Lamed Vav. There were 10 Nisyayin, the 7 Gemara and Safri and the Gemara and Erech. There were 10 tests our fathers had to be tested in the Midbar. Hashem did not seal the Kazar Din that we couldn't go into Shalayim in Eretz Yisrael only when we failed Hashem, which means so we tested Hashem 10 times, so to speak. We were not such good boys 10 times, but Hashem didn't care. Hashem had patience. He said, okay, I'm still going to bring it into Eretz Yisrael. Until we came to the Meraglan that was Lashon Hara, then Hashem said, this I can't take anymore, and now already you can't be let into Eretz Yisrael, you get punished. Like I said, I now say there rest for Amr Lashon Bukhadim. So the God of Shem is the root of the Rech. Now, today is Moshe Rabbeinu's Yahrzeit. Zayin Adar, and his birthday and his Yahrzeit. And Moshe Rabbeinu was a big tzaddik. You get it right. Moshe Rabbeinu, but not as a big tzaddik, he was a tzaddik emes, he was a true tzaddik. A lot of people are to this Chisim Tzadikim, but they're not Tzadik Emes. But today, so today's a big day for sure, to learn Torah, it's for sure a big day. So maybe we could start also connected to the Tzadikim, we could maybe learn two Eitzas every day also from Kuti Eitzas, which is really, what's the Kuti Eitzas? There's some of yours that Hanan loves, but what is it?
It's a Kitzur of Kuti.
It's what happened was, Rav Nosson wrote the whole Kuti Maran. After Rav Nachman, he wrote all the Kutumarat. So then, when he finished writing it, Rav Nachman told him it was very good, he liked it. But he told him he wants to write him to write it in shorter.
Devices.
So he wants people to take it, be able to take the advice out of it. So first, he wrote what was called the Kitzur LeKutumarat. He shortened, he made a abridged version of the Kitzur LeKutumarat. So he brought it to Rav Nachman, he said, it's not good enough. He said, I want something that people could open up and get the advice.
Also, this they also have?
They have kids looking around, sure.
What's the end of downstairs?
It's plenty of stuff. Kids are looking around. It's what it says in looking around, but it's like a bridged version. It's much shorter. It's like, it's abbreviated. It's trying to bring out the main points. Now, I wanted to make it safer that people can get the Eitzas. Right? Chazal always say, the Medrash isn't the Iker, but the Maisa. I mean, all the fancy Torah is not the main thing, all the deep secrets revealed. The main thing is to get the Eitzah, the advice, and to come close to Hashem. So then Rav Nachman wrote Lukutei Eitzas, which is like a likut, it's like a collection of the Eitzas, the advice that came out after all the Torahs that were said, after all the advice.
No, it's not small.
I thought you wrote this when you were 6 years old.
Who wrote it?
No, that's the whole
page. That's
Sefer
Amidus. Ah, no,
Amidus.
Part of Sefer Amidus was written there when Rav was younger. But look who the Eitzah is from. So we'll try to learn some Eitzah to help us maybe, because the main way to connect the Tzadikim, how do you connect to a Tzadik? By following their Eitzahs. And learning the Torah and following their Eitzahs. That's how you connect to, that's how you connect to the Tzadikim. It says, why did Yaakov Avinu love Yosef so much? Why did Yaakov Avinu love Yosef the most? Because he taught him his Torah. That's what it says. That's what Targum says. Why did Yaakov love Yosef the most of all of them? When the pasuk says ki ben zekunim, right? The Torah sounds like because he was his youngest son. He was an old age. He was his youngest son. He was from Rachel. But Targum says because he taught him all his Torah. He gave all his zakin, all his zakinus, because like someone has knowledge. That's why he loved. He has the tzaddik. That's why he's connected to the tzaddik more than any of the other shvatim. So the way to connect the tzaddikim is through learning their eitzah, trying to fulfill their eitzah, the advice that was their inheritance they gave us. That's what they gave over to us. So maybe it's a good day to start learning some Kuti Eitz. Maybe we could do two Eitz a day. Try to connect it so that they can learn their Eitzas.
Where are you holding?
We're starting with Kuti Eitzas from the beginning. Yeah, they have it. It's called, so they have it in English. It's called Advice for Rav Nachman. It's not the whole Kuti Eitzas. It's certain parts of Kuti Eitzas. It's called Advice for Rav Nachman. It's why Rav Chaim Graham, the Breslau Research Center, BRR, they put it out. But it's not, this is pretty easy Hebrew.
Well, yeah, I would never say it's easy myself, but...
No, it's written in Hebrew. Nasa tried to write easy Hebrew.
It's kind of like the Mishnah Berurah. It has a certain flow to it, like the Mishnah Berurah. There's a lot of repetition of the same words and kind of the same...
Right. Rav Nachman chose. Yeah, it's,
you
can read it.
No, but it has a flow to it, like the Mishnah Berurah does.
But usually, it's very. It's, you can understand that. If that basic Hebrew. That's Rav Nachman picked Rav Nachman to write. He said because he had a very good pen. He was able to write very well. Rav Nachman, the whole Likutei Halacha is a very. I mean, it flows. It's easy to read. You don't always understand what it's saying, but there's a flow to it. Not at all sometimes, but there's a flow to it. There's a flow.
It's used having flow to know what it's saying.
When, at least when you can. At least when you could understand, but sometimes some Sfarim are written, you can't understand, and some Chassidus Sfarim are written very deep, you can't understand them at all. Even if it's like, you know, the concept is deep, the way it was written, it's hard to read. But this, at least, so at least sometimes you can understand.
And it goes by topic also.
Yeah, it goes by topic. So the first thing is on Emes ve'emuna. That's the Aleph, Emes and Emuna. Let's see the first Aleph. Ikar ha-ge'ula tluya be'emuna. Right? The main ge'ula, the main redemption of Klal Yisrael, it depends on what? It depends on us having emuna. Ki ikar ha-ge'ula, because the main ge'ula is ina ela b'shvil chesron ha-emuna. It's only because of the lack of emuna. And this really comes from the Rishonim already say this. The Rishonim, the Rishonim, the Ramban. Ramban also says this. The Rishonim say that the whole thing we need to get out of this ge'ula is emuna. Now the child, how you get to emuna? So you need to do Torah and mitzvahs and talk to Hashem and tefillah to get to emuna. But our goal and everything we're doing to get to the galus, get out of the galus, to come close to Hashem is actually to feel Hashem. That's the whole thing. The whole thing is Hashem is like hiding from us. We have to try to have emuna, even though he's so hidden. Like said, Anochi Haster Asri, so hidden, like by the whole story of Megillah. Even though Hashem is so hidden, we have to try to find Hashem, and that's what the main goal is. So basically, our main job, is to try to get to emuna, which in whatever way we can. This comes from, it always says afterwards where it comes from. Right? It always says afterwards, this is from the Kutumaran Torah Zion. Emuna, base, ice base, letter base. Emuna, tefillah, nisim, eretz Yisrael, him b'china achas. Emuna in Hashem, belief in Hashem, in the tzaddikim, in the Torah. Prayer, miracles, and eretz Yisrael are all one aspect. They're all interconnected. The kulam tulim zeb is that they're all dependent on each other. Meaning what? If a person feels, I want to get emuna. So Rav Nachman was telling us, you could daven, tefillah, you'll get more emunah. Let's say a person wants, I want nisim to happen to me. So, through emunah or through tefillah, you have nisim. Or through Eretz Yisrael, that's where nisim happen. If a person wants to get to Eretz Yisrael, they want to stay and live in Eretz Yisrael. By connecting with emunah, tefillah, and nisim, they get to Eretz Yisrael. They're all interconnected, they're all dependent on each other. Like all these things, of course, they're explaining that went while they're all connected in Likutei Moran. He'll bring out the Esau, which means what's the Esau for us? What does it do with me if they're all connected? If I need any one of them, I could try, and I sometimes, like Rav Nachman says, why do you have so many Esau? Sometimes I try one Esau, at this point I can't grab onto that Esau. So at least you get another Esau you can grab onto. It's always something to latch onto to keep on serving Hashem. Right? If a person wants to miracles to happen.
Esau's from a tree and the different branches.
Oh. Oh, Eitzah, what's the Eitzah? He said, Likutei Eitzah is like a big branch, trees. Eitzah is a tree, so every time you're trying to climb a tree, you try to grab one branch. Try to grab whichever branch you can to climb the tree. Put it in your sefer. You have so many chazushim. Oh, fun. So that's Ois Aleph and Ois Beis. Shkayach, Baruch Hashem. So we started on Moshe Rabbeinu's Yartzeit, the Tzadik, Emes. Baruch Hashem, it's a good day to start.